Beautiful music. My brothers and sisters, I shall now present to you the general authorities and general officers of the church for your sustaining vote. It is proposed that we sustain Ezra Taft Benson as prophet, seer, and revelator, and president of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Gordon B. Hinckley as first counselor in the first presidency, and Thomas S. Monson a second counselor in the first presidency. Those in favor may manifest it. Any opposed may so manifest it. It is proposed that we sustain Howard W. Hunter as president of the Council of the 12 Apostles and the following as members of that council: Howard W. Hunter, Boyd K. Packer, Marvin J. Ashton, L. Tom Perry, David B. Haight, James E. Faust, Neil A. Maxwell, Russell M. Nelson, Dallin H. Oaks, M. Russell Ballard, Joseph B. Worthland, and Richard G. Scott. Those in favor, please manifest it. Any opposed? It is proposed that we sustain the counselors in the First Presidency and the 12 Apostles as prophets, seers, and revelators. All in favor, please manifest it. Any opposed? With gratitude for their service as general authorities for the past 5.5 years, it is proposed that we release Elders Waldo P. Call and Helio R. Camargo as members of the Second Quorum of the 70. Those who wish to join in expressing appreciation, please indicate by the uplifted hand. As has been previously announced, these brethren have accepted calls to serve as presidents of the Mexico City and São Paulo, Brazil temples, respectively. It is proposed that we release with a vote of thanks Elders Vaughn J. Featherstone, Jeffrey R. Holland, and Monty J. Bruff as the Young Men General Presidency, and Elder Ted E. Brewerton as second counselor in the Sunday School General Presidency. I wish to note that these releases are made necessary because of other assignments. Those who wish to join in a vote of appreciation may do so. It is proposed that we sustain Elders Jack H. Goslin, LeGrand R. Curtis, and Robert K. Dellenbaugh as the Young Men General Presidency and Elder H. Verlin Anderson as second counselor in the Sunday School General Presidency. All in favor, manifest it. Any opposed? It is proposed that we sustain the other general authorities and general officers of the church as presently constituted. All in favor? Any opposed? It appears that the voting has been unanimous in the affirmative. We thank you, our beloved brethren and sisters, for your continued vote of confidence and love.